It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. One thing you can say about high school football, it is not an experience soon forgotten. Boys, mostly, on the cusp of adulthood, enter a world of danger and camaraderie and competition. Now, as part of our series Friday Night Lives, the story of a man whose high school football experience happened decades ago, but for him, it remains vivid and special, even though football has left a dark cloud over his life. Our story comes from NPR's Tom Goldman.
So where are we now, George?
Sacramento.
George Visger is on a journey. He's driving a silver Dodge pickup truck from home, Grass Valley, California, to Stagg High School in Stockton. It's a trip 2 hours south and 35 years back to when Visger was a star lineman for the Stagg Delta Kings.
I get goosebumps going down there every year.
Goosebumps, tears, laughter, it all pours out when George Visger makes the journey back, be it in his truck or in his mind. Here's a guy who played in a college bowl game, who was a member of a Super Bowl-winning NFL team, but it's the stories about Stagg High that Visger loves to tell with crystal clarity and passion, especially from his senior year, 1975. The story that trumps all is when the father of starting running back Fred Douglas was murdered the week of one of the biggest games of the season. The whole team went to the funeral on a Thursday. No one expected Douglas to play Friday, right up until the moment he appeared, minutes before kickoff.
And I'll never forget, he comes in the locker room and he's got his bag of gear over his shoulder, and all he said was, "I just thought you boys might need me tonight. I couldn't let you down." And I'm telling you, it's hard for me to even talk about it, you know, 35 years later. Without getting emotional, but there wasn't a dry eye in the locker room.
On so.
Ohio!
Visger's eyes have dried by the time he gets to the Stagg High practice field to watch the 2009 Delta Kings. Not that it matters, because the players aren't looking in his eyes anyway.
Right. Dang!
Right.
That's nice, bro.
They're ogling the rings on Visger's left hand, one from the 1977 Orange Bowl, when he was a starting defensive tackle for the University of Colorado. And the main attraction on his right hand, the diamond-encrusted 1982 Super Bowl ring when he was a member of the champion San Francisco 49ers.
It's got an ounce of gold in it.
Visger puts on the rings for occasions like this. He's been asked to speak to the team after practice. His speech is laced with vivid memories of decades-old high school glory. The irony, the cruel irony, is when you spend time talking to George Visger, you also get this.
Today, when I was at the, When I was at the TV, I'm trying to remember when it was today, right?
The interview.
Yes, thank you.
Laughter is one coping mechanism for his dwindling short-term memory. Okay. The small yellow notebooks Visger stuffs in the back pocket of his Levi's are another.
So here's Monday still.
The notebooks are George Visger's memory, a daily log of conversations that otherwise would be lost. It's just one of the symptoms of a brain battered by football. Visger's first concussion was at 13, pre-high school. His coach at the time had the players do a drill called Bull in the Ring. Two guys on opposite sides of a circle, a ball in the middle. First guy to the ball wins.
We just put our heads down and ran at each other full speed from 25 yards, you know. Top of head, which, you know, was crazy.
Young George Visger was knocked unconscious and hospitalized. By his estimate, he went on to have hundreds, if not thousands, of concussions during his 12 years playing football. Most not as severe as the first, but they took a toll. In the early 1980s, Visger says team doctors for the San Francisco 49ers told him his episodes of pounding headaches, projectile vomiting, temporary loss of sight and hearing were due to high blood pressure. Reached this week, the 49ers said it wasn't proper to comment since they have no firsthand knowledge of Visger's medical history. In fact, Visger had developed hydrocephalus, where excess fluid accumulates in and around the brain. It has led to 9 brain surgeries. The first one prevented him from playing in that 1982 Super Bowl with the 49ers. But he still got a ring. Hey, fellas, I don't mean to bring the party down, but have any of you ever had a concussion?
No, sir.
We're back in George Visgar's pickup. He's driving a few of the Stag players to their homecoming parade. Visgar listens as Stuart Belil, an offensive tackle, acknowledges some symptoms, but not, in his mind, a concussion.
Like, when you hit someone, like, there's always, like, sparkly things. If you hit them hard enough, and that's a pretty good feeling, because you know you got them. Well,
you know, those are mild forms of concussion now, is what they're considering concussions. Back when I played, it was you're either unconscious or stumbling around. And
concussion education and treatment have improved since Visgar's high school days. Stag players say they know the risk as much as teenage boys can know risk. Sean Mayo is a senior defensive end.
You love football, and it doesn't really matter what happens. Just go after it.
Just go after it. Man up. The kind of football attitudes that George Visgar used over the years to shrug off his health problems. But lately, he's been worried. The symptoms have been getting worse. Not just his memory, but he's getting more easily distracted. It's taking longer to finish the reports he prepares as a wildlife biologist. And Visgar's biggest fear, flashes of anger that are taking their toll on his wife Christy, a school teacher, and his young children.
And my wife works her tail off at school. She'll be there at till 10 or 11 or midnight sometimes. My kids are staying there with her now sometimes, almost that late. Chrissy's telling me now, well, they're afraid to come on with me.
This week, George Visgar was in Southern California for an extensive brain evaluation. The news was not good. The neuropsychiatrist who studied Visgar, Dr. Daniel Amen, says Visgar's brain is damaged to such an extent that he'll get dementia in the next 5 years if they don't try to reverse his condition. Visgar says he's extremely enthused about Dr. Amen's treatment plan, a combination of improved sleep habits, better diet, and the right medicine. Still, he admits a sense of urgency in accomplishing things now, like raising awareness about hydrocephalus, promoting concussion education, speaking on behalf of other NFL retirees with long-term health problems, and, of course, loving Stag High School football. Next month, he'll be back in Stockton cheering for some old teammates as they're inducted into the Stag High Hall of Fame. Tom Goldman, NPR News.